Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I'm going to talk about something called market volatility. And some of you are thinking, well, what exactly is that? And to be honest with you, depending on where you go for your information, you're going to get a different response. That's just the way it is. But let me give you my thoughts on market volatility. And I'm not saying that any of the markets that are out there right now are acting in a volatile manner. I'm not saying that. What I want to impress upon you is the thought that at any given time, markets can misbehave. They can go into a volatile state, meaning they can have fluctuations that weren't expected. And if you go back in time, I don't care if you go back a year, I don't care if you go back 10 years, I don't care if you go back 100 years, we have experienced volatility in a variety of investment vehicles. Yeah, volatility hits every asset class. It hits some harder than others, but it occurs. You can't stop it. I can't stop it. The stock market tries to stop it. I mean, they've put in safeguards that when the system experiences massive volatility, usually in the form of stock prices dropping very fast, there's a stopgap system that they've put into place that basically cuts off all trading. And we've seen that system in action. It's happened. But I believe that volatility is primarily driven by emotion rather than actual data. See, I think volatility creates opportunities for investors. And to be brutally honest with you, it's not for the faint of heart. Because when it occurs, it means that there are two sides to a transaction. Somebody has to lose in order for somebody to win. That's kind of the way it works. I mean, if you're trying to jump out of a stock that's falling in price, at a certain point, there's somebody there willing to buy it at a lower price. It happens that way in the real estate market, too. Just not as violently or as frequently. And I think that navigating volatile markets can be absolutely nerve-wracking if you don't have a solid plan. You know, you might be asking, okay, exactly what is an investment vehicle? Well, it's not your dad's hand-me-down car. No, it's not that. An investment vehicle is really any method by which you can invest your money and ideally grow that money. That's why we invest, to create a better or larger amount of money. And there's a wide variety of there's a wide variety of investment vehicles out there for you to choose from. Now, for me personally, I choose real estate. I've been in the stock market. I've owned mutual funds. I've invested in artwork. But I find that real estate has the tendency to be a little bit more stable. And it's actually gotten me farther, faster than anything else that I've done. The other thing we need to define is this. What exactly is a volatile market? Well, a volatile market is defined as a statistical measure of an asset's deviations from a set benchmark or its own average performance. I mean, loosely translated, that means about how likely there is to be a sudden swing or a big change in the price of maybe the entire stock market or an individual stock or any other financial asset that's out there. And what I'm going to do on today's show is I'm going to get into some investing ideas that I think will help you to navigate volatile markets, whether you're experiencing them now or should you experience them in the future. Because one thing that history has proven time and time again to us is this. It's not a matter of if. It's really a matter of when. Volatility affects your investments. Now, I think the first thing you need to do to navigate volatile markets is to establish effective long-term goals for your investments, or maybe just a singular long-term goal. Because if you get that goal right, everything else should line up with it. I mean, that's really what goal setting is all about. It's all about you figuring out where you're trying to get to and then creating a roadmap for you to achieve that goal. And we've talked about goal setting on the show from time to time. And the reason we do that is because it's very important. It is part of the foundation for your investing strategy. You have to know where you're trying to get to in order to chart the path to get there. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to get into what an effective long-term goal should or should not be. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
A guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about how to navigate volatile markets, should you experience them. I mean, they could be on the horizon. They could hit tomorrow. They could hit the stock market, they hit the real estate market, they could hit any market where you're investing your hard-earned money and trying to grow that money. And I believe that there are some things that you can do to insulate yourself against volatility in the marketplace. Now, volatility really can involve the fact that prices go up. It doesn't always have to involve prices going down. But what makes the headlines is, well, when the stock market does something like it did in March, where it drops very, very fast. And this time, unlike other times where it's dropped very, very fast, it kind of recovered fairly quickly. which creates its own form of volatility. But I think that there are an alarming number of investors out there that cannot clearly articulate their investment goals. They really just don't know what they are. Some people think all you do is maybe just throw money into a 401k. That's your goal, to put money into a 401k. But I think it's more important to clearly define your investment strategy and to put it into a must-have order for you to succeed in any market. I think it's especially true for volatile markets, which require rapid analysis and decision-making based on whatever your investing strategy is. You know, I was listening to a news anchor who was reporting during the last stock market crash back in March when, you know, coronavirus hit and things started going real bad real fast in this country. And I recall that anchor saying something along the lines of, "What are you going to do with your stock market investments? I have no idea what to do, so I guess I'm just going to sit here and ride it out." Well, I think that passive approach is common amongst investors that don't have a clearly defined or clearly designed outcome. And to be honest with you, based on the age of the anchor, I don't think it was too close to retirement age since, you know, to be honest with you, we've all been told that retirement is an age, not really a financial number. But I absolutely believe retirement is truly a financial number. You know, the first step to establishing an effective investment goal is to visualize the life you want to live. You really need to sit back for a minute, get your head in the game, and think about what you want to achieve in the future. Some of you have no idea. Some of you know absolutely what you want to do. It's different for everybody. But let me caution you by saying a monetary goal in of itself will rarely result in your success as an investor. So let me give you a couple of examples of goals that you might have. And what I'm going to do first is I'm going to give you an example of what I consider to be an ineffective goal. Here it is. I want to create a net worth of over $1 million. I just don't think that's effective. Let me give you an example of what I consider to be an effective goal. And maybe you can balance it out in your mind, compare and contrast it. Here it is. I want the freedom to wake up each morning and decide what I want to do with my day. I want to spend time with my family, share new experiences with close friends, contribute to my community, be happy, be healthy, and learn new things and explore new places. Did you see the difference there? I think the effective goal allows you to visualize the desired outcome of your investments. It is creating the place you're trying to get to in your mind. It's creating the situation you choose to achieve in your mind. And I think that's very, very important. And it also will help you choose between a wide variety of investment options, as well as breathing life into your goals, which makes it easier to stay the course through difficult times. Yeah, I think the second step to establishing effective investment goals is to determine what kind of investments you need and to calculate the returns those investments need to generate in order to meet your goal. You know, in the effective goal example that I gave you a few moments ago, the overall goal is to get up every morning and have the freedom to choose the day's activities. To meet that goal, you need to invest in something that creates passive income. In other words, money that you can spend very little time generating. Yeah. You know, to determine how much passive income you need, what you really need to do is add up all of your household expenses and annualize them. In other words, what does it cost for you to operate your household? I mean, that's everything from your house payment or your rent payment, your car payment if you've got one, your insurance, both health, auto, property, all of those things. What it costs for you to feed yourself, clothe yourself, entertain yourself. But I also think you need to build in the cost of the experiences you want to share with friends and families. And you need to take into consideration charitable contributions you want to make each year, because giving back is very important. You know, what this is going to do is give you a number for you to target. However, the dollar amount is not the goal. It's not. The clearly articulated lifestyle you desire will provide the powerful why to help you stay focused and to make effective decisions. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to give you the third step to setting your goals, and I'm going to share a bunch of more information with you. So stick around. We'll be back right after this.
The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So on today's show, we're talking about market volatility. And market volatility is something that occurs in any type of market where prices kind of get out of balance. They don't stay the course with what is expected. So an example of that is, well, 1929. That was a huge market volatility with the stock market when the stock market, you know, did its first ever major crash, which resulted in a depression, an economic depression for this country. Now, I'm not suggesting something like that is on the horizon. I am not suggesting that. But what I am suggesting is that it could happen, or a lesser version of it could impact your investing. And what I'm talking about today is some things that I think you need to do in order to make sure that whatever you invest in, you can ride through any volatility that hits you. Yeah. So I was talking about in the last segment, establishing effective long-term goals. And I think it's very important for you to clearly articulate what it is you hope to achieve in your future of your life. And not to just be simplistic and say, well, I want $1 million. I think what you really need to do is you really need to envision what your life is going to look like. Because once you put that vision into your mind, it sets everything else into motion. I mean, it's the same reason why corporations have a vision statement. They are trying to figure out and articulate what it is they want to be some time from now? And then, of course, they put a mission statement together and they do all these things. And it's similar for you. It's similar for me. We just probably don't have a team of 100 people working on it. So make sure you're creating an effective goal. I think that is absolutely important. And it's okay to write something down, tear it up, write it again, tear it up, you know, keep editing it until you get it to where you want it to be. I think also, once you have that vision, you have to determine what kind of investments you need in order to calculate the returns those investments can create for you in order to make sure that you can meet your goal. So depending on what that's going to take. And I suggested, you know, from my perspective, I think that one of the things that you need to do is truly sit down and take a look at your annual cost of your life. Now, I know for the vast majority of you, you have income coming in the form of a paycheck. And I'm guessing the majority of that money that comes in from the work that you do is helping you to maintain your lifestyle. And what I'm suggesting to you is that there's actually a different way to do that. That by investing correctly in assets that create passive income, as that passive income accumulates, you can start using it to offset your costs of living. And once you get enough passive income coming in that it meets or exceeds your cost of living, as well as your cost for cheerfully giving and for the cost associated with the life experience you want to have. Do you want to travel? Do you want to see your family? What do you want to do? You need to figure out what all of that is, because that's going to help you shape that goal. And I think the last step to the whole goal setting thing is for you to establish effective investment goals. And when you establish those goals, you need to write them down, and specifically to write down your lifestyle vision and the resulting monetary goals in great detail. Yeah, let me say it again. The last step to establishing effective investment goals is to write down your lifestyle vision and the resulting monetary goals in great detail. Yeah, that's right. It's kind of like a homework assignment. And I think you need to keep these goals where you can see them and review them each day or several times. Because I think it's important for you to stay focused as you make your investment decisions. Because making an investment decision is not a one and done type of thing. It's an ongoing process. You are constantly having to review your investments. And I mean, we're not talking about spending, you know, like 24 hours a day doing that, but you need to keep looking at those things and evaluate whether or not those investments are creating for you the income streams that you need in order to achieve the goal that you want to achieve. Now, some people use a bulletin board covered with pictures of their desired lifestyle. I actually have one hanging in my bedroom. For me, it's a visual representation of what is possible and where I'm trying to get to. And I look at it every day. I can't help but look at it. As a matter of fact, it actually stares at my bed. So if I'm laying in bed and looking up and out, I see that board. And it reminds me of why I'm doing the things that I'm doing, because I'm trying to get to a certain place. And it's okay to sit down and reevaluate those goals, because you might actually hit those goals. You know, when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited 3.5 years ago, I went through this exercise. And to be honest with you, it was a little difficult to articulate what the future was supposed to look like because I wasn't 100% sure. But when I sat down with my wife and we talked about where we're trying to get to, one of the most important things for me was to get to a point of actual retirement. See, I had retired in 2014 from the military. I spent 27 years in the Army. And I get a pension. I earned that pension. But that pension only pays me one-third of what I was making on active duty. So when I retired, my household expenses were still there. And it hurt. There was a giant sucking sound in my checking account. Because I couldn't just, like, turn off my lifestyle. It was a difficult time to get through. And I wound up finding employment. And that employment just didn't fulfill me. It didn't fulfill me the way serving in the military fulfilled me. And I really thought I was going to be stuck in cubicle hell. And that I was going to be working until the age of 70. Because that was conventional wisdom that I had grown up with. You work until you can't work anymore. Or you work until the age of 65 or 70 or whatever that is. And one of those goals that I articulated was I wanted to be fully retired. In other words, I wanted to have enough income so that I could do those things, like get up in the morning and decide what I want to do for my day, how I want to spend my time with my family, share my new experiences with close friends, contribute to my community, be healthy and happy as I learn new things and explore new places. And I was able to connect all of the dots. And 2 years after becoming a member, I achieved full retirement. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get into how that occurred. Stick around.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about how to invest money wisely in volatile markets. And volatile markets occur. We've pretty much made that case in this episode. And I think it's important for you to establish effective long-term goals for your investments. I mean, that is the most important thing for you to do in order to prepare for volatile markets. I think the other things that you need to do are to determine the investment vehicles that best suit your long-term investment goals that you determine. And it's important for you to match your investments to your goals. I mean, I kind of sitting back saying, why did you even have to bother to say that? That's kind of a no-brainer. But, you know, sometimes you don't say it, it doesn't stick. And if you don't do it, though, I think you're destined to be disappointed. So I think you need to spend the time necessary to explore your investment options. You need to understand how they work, how they create value for you, and you need to evaluate the risks and rewards associated with each option you're considering. Now, if we go back to the lifestyle example that I gave earlier, let's consider an investment vehicle that's touted as the most secure strategy to prepare for retirement, the 401k. You know, the 401k was never designed to be a primary retirement tool. Back in 1978, when the 401k was first introduced, people lived very differently. And I know this because I was alive in 1978. You know, investment decisions were governed by metrics rather than emotion. People stayed in their same home for the majority, if not all of their lives. They had a tendency to retire with no debt. They lived on Social Security benefits and maybe a small pension from an employer, and they had limited taxable income in retirement. But today, most Americans no longer live that way. You know, additionally, the 401k has limited investment options to it, limited withdrawal options without penalties, and gains are required to be reinvested. So you can't take those gains and use it to live off of them. It has to go back into that fund. That 401k is also subject to arbitrary changes that have a large impact on people's retirement plans. For example, increasing the retirement age means people will either pay a penalty on early withdrawals or they will have to leave their hard-earned money in the investment longer than they anticipated. And most importantly, investing in a 401k, and let me say this very clearly, does not generate cash flow for you to pay for the lifestyle you desire. I think you also need to understand the risks and rewards of each investment option and compare them to your personal risk tolerance. Yeah. I mean, and be brutally honest with yourself about the level of risk you're willing to take. This is a very personal thing, and there's no wrong answer. There's absolutely no wrong answer. Well, the only wrong answer is if you don't do that. I think that risking more than you're personally willing to lose destroys your lifestyle. And I'm talking about your current lifestyle because it creates things like unnecessary stress, anxiety, and financial strain on your life. So what you have to do is you have to be realistic and you have to find investment options that are well matched to your risk tolerance and your life situation. And don't be afraid to question that 401k. You know, single people in their 20s can, well, they can risk more of their income and their savings than people maybe caring for a family or those close to retirement. I mean, that's what we've all been told. You're young, you're healthy, you can absorb more risk, you know, you can invest into things that could be more volatile. But the downside risk of your investment strategy needs to match your season of life. And I'll be honest with you, just because you're young doesn't necessarily mean you need to take all the risks that are out there. I think you need to mitigate your risks and make sure you're not doing something that is foolish with your money. Now, whatever you choose to do, you have to educate yourself. You really do. This is a must-do step. You cannot skip this step. You have to spend the time and associated money necessary to become educated. And you also need to become well-informed on all aspects of your chosen investment strategy. I don't care if you're investing in real estate. I don't care if you're investing in the stock market. I don't care if you're investing in, I don't know, rare coins. You cannot make effective decisions without mastering the details. You have to know what you're doing. You know, volatile markets will test your knowledge. And they do so by compressing your decision timeline. Yeah, because it creates a sense of frenzy. You may not have the time to fully research your options while you're in the middle of a fast-paced market. So what you need to do is you need to prepare before you leap. I mean, we do that in all aspects of life. Now, I mentioned earlier, I spent 27 years in the military. The majority of our time spent in the military is spent on education. It really is. And that education spans a wide gauntlet of things. It spans education related to professional education. It spans education based on what you do in the service. It stands based on how you work with others. We spend a great deal of our time in the military doing what we call training, because it is of the utmost importance for us to understand our craft, so that when we have to actually go out and do the things that we're trained to do, we're effective. And it's no different with investing. It really is no different with investing. You need to understand what you're doing. You know, back in the day when I decided that I was going to invest in the stock market, I educated myself. I learned about that stock market. I learned how to invest. I learned an investing strategy. But ironically, back then in the day, that investing strategy didn't necessarily line up with my effective goal because I didn't have one. Yeah, I'm talking, you know, I'm going back a ways. But when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, I changed all of that because I got a component in the education that made sure that I understood that I needed to do the things that I'm talking about on today's show in order for everything to line up. And I think the other thing that you have to do is you have to find a mentor who has successfully created a similar lifestyle using the investing strategy you've selected. You know, it's much more effective to follow in the path of another's success than to learn from your own failures or the failures of others. Yep, it is critical to learn from our mistakes and the mistakes of others too. However, it is more important to participate in a community of like-minded people with similar goals and strategies. And the reason for it is this: it provides a fertile environment for learning, increases your ability to make timely and effective decisions, and it brings you closer to the lifestyle you desire. And mentors, effective mentors, will help you create a detailed roadmap and will guide you along your route to wealth and passive income. So make sure you find a mentor who is part of a like-minded community of investors. I mean, this community should provide the connections you need along with the positive environment that inspires you to keep going. And implementing an effective investment strategy under the guidance of a mentor will give you the confidence to make decisions, even in a volatile market. And as an investor, you have no choice but to start from where you are today with the resources you currently have at hand. So stay positive and stay hopeful. You can create an effective map that gets you from where you are today to the lifestyle you envision. And if you'd like to check us out, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.